Sports Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's week of meetings with foreign leaders culminates today as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visits the White House. ABC's Mary Bruce has a preview.
The president and Zelensky will sign a deal to share Ukraine's mineral resources. But Zelensky is also looking for security guarantees from the president to prevent Russia from invading again. And so far, Trump hasn't been willing to give them.
Federal judge may have dealt a blow overnight to President Trump's plans to cut the size of the federal workforce, ruling that the Office of Personnel Management does not have the authority to fire workers. Authorities in New Mexico say Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, appeared to have been dead for some time before their bodies were found at their Santa Fe County home Wednesday. Search warrants said pills were scattered near Arakawa's body. Day 15 in the hospital for Pope Francis, but the Pope's condition no longer described as critical by Vatican sources. This is ABC News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he's investigating how two brothers charged with sex trafficking were allowed to travel to his state after leaving Romania.
My brother and I are largely misunderstood.
Andrew Tate, a self-described misogynist with millions of followers, is accused with his brother of forming a criminal group, allegedly luring women to Romania and sexually exploiting them. Andrew was also charged with rape. Police raided the home of the far-right influencers and arrested them in 2022. Andrew, a vocal supporter of President Trump.
That's ABC's Victor Oquendo. President Trump, when asked on Thursday, said he knew nothing about their arrival in the U.S. Rose Giron died this week in New York. The 113-year-old, believed to be the world's oldest living Holocaust survivor. She fled Poland while 9 months pregnant, lived in Japanese-occupied China, arriving in the U.S. in 1947. There are estimates that about 245,000 survivors are still living. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you weren't already aware, there will be a Shrek 5, and it will have a fresh-faced new star in the cast, according to Deadline.com. Zendaya will join the cast as Shrek's daughter. If you're scoring at home, that means she will play the offspring of Mike Myers and Cameron Diaz. Eddie Murphy will also be back as Donkey. Shrek 5 will be the first film in the franchise to hit theaters since 2010's Shrek Forever. The fifth installment is expected to grace our screens Christmas of 2026. The death of Gene Hackman will most likely be talked about for weeks to come in the entertainment business. Hackman and his wife Betsy were found dead in their New Mexico home Wednesday. Hackman quietly retired from acting in 2004 after appearing in the film Welcome to Mooseport. In a 2009 interview with Empire magazine regarding his retirement, Hackman revealed that the straw that broke the camel's back was his doctor telling him his heart could no longer handle excessive stress. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks bury the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Denver Nuggets were coming off a recent 9-game winning streak, but the Bucks held them off 121-112. Milwaukee has now won 5 of their last 6. Bucks center Brook Lopez.
Yeah, I think it shows us who we are. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, but it shows the guys in the locker room what this team's capable of, who we are, and justifies the goals we have.
The Bucks outscored Denver for the first 5 minutes of the final period. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought our fourth quarter offense had pace tonight, you know, 37 points in the fourth quarter. And we're just talking about us not scoring, and today we did it. So we know we can do it. We just can't lose our pace.
So the Bucks head to Dallas now to play the Mavericks tomorrow. College basketball, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena in Milwaukee, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers with a win in Arizona, 12-5 over the Kansas City Royals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be windy with falling temperatures, and we may catch a sprinkle or two this afternoon. The wind west to northwest gusting to 40 or 45. Temperatures in the low 50s by midday, falling into the 30s by late afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny, not as windy, but colder. Our high tomorrow, 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is out today, but I, Greg Bach, am your guest host. And the weekend's almost here, so we're going to talk news, and this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Don't touch that dial. The John and Gordy Morning Show is about to begin. Be a part of the show. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media Mothership in Madison, Wisconsin, here they are, John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Hey now.
That's us.
It's an incredible day so far, isn't it?
Sure is.
I mean, the late-breaking news, the Idiocracy, it all continues to just drive us all mad and insane.
It's John and Gordy in the morning on this Friday, the last day of February, February 28th. Yeah. It's also Economic Blackout Day.
It is.
Right?
Yep.
It's so you're not supposed to buy anything today, I guess.
WMDX Economic Blackout today.
All right. Trying to localize it? Aaron?
Yes, okay. Localize it a little bit. Right. Here's the thing. I am not going to participate. I'm going shopping today. Okay. It's the only way I can just, you know, work this thing through.
You can't put it off another day?
Spending gives me pleasure, and I really just want to spend it. I can't handle the pressure of what's going on in this country. Watching individuals lose their livelihoods, and people are just, yes, they just want people to lose their homes, their health insurance, their families, uproot them, make them move someplace else. Wow, that's great stuff. That's the American way.
Again, good morning. 7 minutes past the hour. Sunshine today mixed in with a few clouds.
All right.
That's why
I have to
kind
spend
of bringing
money.
Us all down, John.
All right, well, I'm going to go out buying things today. And I'm setting up my kid's apartment, so I have an excuse for doing all this.
Okay.
Well, can't you wait until tomorrow?
Yeah, just one day?
No. Every day
I'm
matters.
I'm surprised your kids aren't in on this. I feel like they would want you to participate in the blackout.
No, they're benefiting from my shopping sprees. Okay. Believe me. Yeah, okay.
Hey, this quick reminder, be sure to sign up for the WMDX newsletter. You can go to WMDXradio.com. And while you're there, vote for John and Gordy on the Best of Madison thing you see there.
Yeah.
What do you call it? I don't know.
Well, if you go to, it's on the news. I haven't seen the newsletter.
A splash page of some sort. But
There's a thing. There's a picture.
Yes, linked to our website. If you go to our website well, it is the biggest and the first thing that you see on the homepage.
And just click on
to vote for John and Gordy for Best of Madison's Best Radio
Show. Today's the last day to vote. You can only vote once a day. So today would be a great day to vote if you haven't voted already. And just vote for radio teams.
Please.
Put it in radio team.
Help us.
John and
please
Gordy. Yeah, please,
help us.
Please vote for us. Or Sam will start crying again.
Please.
Oh, no.
Please.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I knew he was going to go to the.
Help us, please.
It's going to be okay, Sam.
We
don't
need
vote for
you
us
now.
You'll have a job for another month or so.
You know, we have made. Over the years, Yeah. I have made fun of people who do this.
Begging for votes.
And here we are, yes. Yeah, I know. But you know what? I've got nothing to lose.
Exactly.
I'm like Trump.
Right here. Yeah.
Got nothing to lose.
I feel you. Yeah.
The dictators have taken over.
That's it.
Now let's get to our first cut this hour. It's Representative Becca Bailent. She's saying the obvious out loud. Let's listen to this. This is great stuff. 168 is the cut.
Okay.
And she's talking about the dictators.
Okay.
Moving in.
Problem that needs to be fixed, and President Trump is going to fix it.
I'm sorry for
that's
my,
your fifth question.
I'm sorry for
Elena,
my interruption. Let me just follow up because you said something that wasn't true, which is you said that they have found before that they believe there have been tens of millions of people who were receiving money who are dead on the Social Security list. The same report that you referred to said that almost none of those individuals are receiving money.
Peter, did you watch the full clip of the interview that
I did watch
when
the clip and we've played it, correct?
And I said there are a lot of unanswered questions and we suspect there could be tens of millions of
people.
And
I'm saying the IG report says that almost none of them.
What I said is not true. In fact, it was true. That's a suspicion that this administration has, and we're committed to finding out the
truth.
But
it's not based in fact because it says it's almost none of them have received Social Security.
All right.
There you go.
Who was that?
That was a reporter. That was actually the White House spokesperson.
Caroline.
Yeah, it's Caroline Leavitt.
Leavitt, yep. And, trying to respond.
And, yeah, that was her trying to respond.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Yes.
Hey, coming up in a little while, Rocker is in the house, by the way. We will be checking in with him on the Max Inc. preview. Finding out about music happening in our part of the state and his preview of his show.
That wasn't Rebecca Bailent, as I had promised.
No, that's why I asked.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And is that, was that cut 188?
You said 168.
No, that 188.
Oh, okay.
That's different.
Okay.
Yeah, that is different.
Okay, should we fight it?
Yeah,
would you
play
like
it.
To hear Rebecca Bailent?
Yes,
now?
Absolutely. Let's play it.
Okay.
Mr. Speaker, Russia invaded the sovereign nation of Ukraine. That is the cold, hard truth of it. Vladimir Putin is the aggressor. And I stand here on the floor to say our president will not rewrite the past. Putin has mercilessly continued this war for over 3 years now, a war that has led to immeasurable suffering for Ukraine and a shocking death toll of both Ukrainians and Russians. And the region is awash in blood because of him. And now the United States stands with Russia and North Korea against Ukraine and all of our allies in Europe. It's sick. We are standing with dictators and against our allies. I never thought I would see the day when our president would be a puppet for a dictator. To my Republican colleagues, did you ever imagine that you would be in a party that stands on the sides of dictators or on the sides of a country who kills journalists, with an authoritarian accused of war crimes, a man who assassinates his political opponents? Aren't you embarrassed by what you've become? It's
the gentleman's time has expired.
To watch my colleagues side with Russia because Trump said so.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. Beautiful. Super.
Excellent.
It's telling it like it is. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I've got something from Great Britain. This is TV Talk's Julia Hartley. She had a debate with MP Richard Tice of the Reform Party there. And this is kind of a master class in how to debate this and why the media here in this country doesn't debate Trump or Elon like this. This is fantastic stuff. I want you to hear this 173. And this is just how you do it. You have to present the facts.
Mm-hmm. Russia stopped fighting. If Russia wanted to end the war, if Russia stopped fighting, Russia could just stop fighting. There wouldn't be a war. No one would be killed.
And that would be
great.
Hey,
our job done. Yeah, but why doesn't the West take that to Russia?
Ultimately, maybe that's what the negotiations
are. Which part of Britain would you give away if we were invaded and you wanted to negotiate
none at all.
Peace?
None at all.
Oh, so we wouldn't give away any of Britain?
But
it's okay to give away a bit of Ukraine.
Hang on, it's not us giving it away, Julia, right? It's Ukraine, and Ukraine's got...
Ukraine doesn't want to give it away.
Of course it doesn't. But ultimately, as everybody said, it is Zelensky's decision, but ultimately...
Ultimately.
We've got to, yes,
give
we've
it
got to
away.
Stop killing
if we were invaded and our close allies in NATO, like the United United States basically supported us for a bit, but gave us just enough support so we could actually not lose, but we'd not enough to win.
Yeah.
And after 3 years, whoever was president of the United States said,
"You're in a stronger position for which to try and negotiate a solution."
So at which point Donald Trump, says, "Oh, well, we're going to have a negotiation. We're going to let the Russians, whoever invaded us, keep our territory." Just to clarify, just how much of British territory would you be willing to give away in those negotiations?
Let's just focus on Northern Ireland, chap. Ultimately, in Northern Ireland, there was a negotiation to stop the killing. It involved horrendous compromises that lots of people
didn't want to give away territory.
We stopped killing people.
We didn't give away territory.
That's also
correct. We didn't give away territory to invade wars. That's a ridiculous analogy.
It's a completely valid analogy.
Who invaded Northern Ireland?
Wars stop when people stop killing people.
No, wars stop. Wars stop when one side is defeated.
Crickets.
Have you heard of the Second World War?
Yes.
Did we negotiate the ending of the Second World War?
Have you heard of there are lots of other wars where ultimately people negotiate a peace. Otherwise, you just carry on. How long are we going to carry on with this?
Falklands.
Yeah, Falklands we won.
We didn't just negotiate with the Argentina and give them some of the Falklands.
No, but there's plenty
of
other...
Why not? That would have stopped the war, Richard. Why not?
There you go.
Ultimately, we won that war. But there are other wars where it's a negotiated settlement.
Because it's not our problem. Except it will be our problem when Vladimir Putin thinks he can take any territory of any country in Europe that he darn well pleases.
And that's why the negotiation is about what is the strength of what is put in place to stop him going any further. That's why I've always said...
What's going to stop him going any further? We've just said you can take Crimea, you can take the Donbass.
That's the whole point of the negotiation. Is Ukraine going to join NATO and therefore benefit from the Article 4? Well, that's the point of the negotiation.
Well, there's no negotiation, is it?
You clearly don't understand how President Trump works. He starts out in one position. That doesn't mean that's where he settles. The whole point of a negotiation, you set out positions and then you work out where you're going to finish.
You know what you don't do in a negotiation? You set out a position where you've given the other side everything that they want.
Yeah.
And that's not what I suspect.
It's literally what they've done in the last 24
hours. I completely disagree.
I just thought reform cared about national borders.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
That's amazing. That's a great discussion. That's the way it should be done here in this country. Mm-hmm. Now, one ad that didn't get any attention at all, and I thought this is truly amazing. This is an ad that was retweeted. It was produced by somebody through AI. Mm-hmm. It was an ad that was put together, and Trump decided, this is a good ad. I'm going to retweet it. And he did. He reposted this ad. It's cut 199. It is jaw-dropping. I think the description is good, but the video is also just very helpful. It's an amazing ad. Let's listen to this.
Tunnels come and to set you free, bringing the light for all to see. No more tunnels, no more fear. Trump Gaza is finally here. Trump Gaza shining bright. Future, a brand new life. Feast and dance, the deal is done. Trump Gaza, number one. Trump Gaza, shining bright. Golden future, a brand new life. Feast and dance, the deal is done. Trump Gaza, number one.
Wow, what?
It's enough to take your breath away. Yeah.
Where did you find that?
It was just, it was posted on X.
Oh, wow.
So this is referring to Trump's proposed plan to turn Gaza into the Riviera of the Middle East.
Yes. It is. Somebody put an AI video and audio together on that, and it was shocking. But shocking is what he's all about.
Yeah.
And he thought, why not repost this so everybody gets a chance to see it? The president of the United States posted that.
We got a text from Matt here. Crazy. He says, society is collapsing, guys, so might as well enjoy the ride. I plan on lots of drugs and popcorn as I watch the country fall around me. We need a hero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can text us.
Well,
you're at 608-879-8255.
We're trying to work our way through this.
Yes, we are. Hey, coming up in about 15 minutes, Rocker will join us with a Max Inc. preview of Southern Wisconsin music, local music. Stay with us on John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar?
Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Three elected officials in the Pennsylvania borough of Millburn are being arraigned on mail and voter fraud charges relating to a 2021 attempt to manipulate a town mayoral election. The Delaware County Daily Times reports that two borough council members allegedly recruited willing voters outside the Philadelphia suburb to support a third council member's write-in campaign for mayor. The town of 1,200 residents has only 549 registered voters and one of the highest concentrations of citizens of South Asian descent in the country. The three allegedly solicited personal information from the outside voters, then logged in and changed their state voter registration addresses on the state voter information portal to a Millburn address. The Daily Times quoted the indictment as alleging, in total, defendants Muhammad Nural Hassan, Muhammad Mansour Ali, and Muhammad Rafkol Islam falsely registered nearly three dozen non-Millburn residents as Millburn voters and cast ballots for those non-Millburn voters in the 2021 general election for mayor of Millburn, unquote. Hassan still lost the election 165-138. Defendant Islam was arraigned February 25th, and Ali and Hassan face a judge February 27th. Actual voter fraud remains exceedingly rare nationwide and even more rarely affects the outcome of elections despite partisan disinformation. Find more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It is 721, 92.7 WMDX. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. The biggest sale of the year. Mismatch is on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. So hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off of every single mattress and box spring. Go to their east side location in Madison or west side location. Wake up, sleep better, Verlo. Just go to verlo.com for more information.
Let's go to Brittany Merlot right now to find out what's going to happen in the weather in the Madison area as we look out the WMDX window.
And we're checking the WMDX thermometer right here, right now, wow. 39 degrees
it is
with
so
cloudy
accurate.
Skies.
It's amazing, but really, truly, yes. Brittany has more to this story than meets the eye.
She is our WMDX meteorologist. Brittany, good morning to you.
Good morning, you guys. Yeah. Today's going to blow. Did you know that?
All right. Thanks for that You're report, right. Brittany. You have a good day. Oh, Sums would you like You're to welcome. Fill us in with details? What's
suppose, it?
Oh, it's going to be really windy, right?
Yes, it is. We have a wind advisory that starts at 10 o'clock this morning and goes until 6 o'clock this evening, where winds are already gusting up near north, about 40 miles per hour.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're looking at some strong, strong gusts. Ladies, don't even do your hair. Just throw it in a ponytail today and hit the road.
hide your hair under a hat.
Is that what you would do? Would you put? Can you put? You have a lot of hair. Can you put it in a ponytail?
I can, but it still whips me in the face. So I would just be like that meme. Let the hair loose. Let it just go everywhere.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. Well, is there a wind chill tied in with that strong wind?
You know, a little bit, but our temperatures today are still going to get so mild.
Yeah,
because
that's
what's
true.
Happening right now is pulling out of the south. We're still going to hit the low 50s. But this afternoon, it does crash pretty cold. It does turn into a cold front. We are looking at a few spotty sprinkles possible, and then behind it, a few scattered flurries. Nothing major, but this could spark those up. And as it pushes through, it does crash our temperatures pretty quickly this evening, and we fall down to the teens overnight tonight. So
what?
We get pretty chilly.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
I know. And then, of course, that means tomorrow we're stuck below freezing with highs in the low 30s. But it'll be sunny all weekend long. And we do hit 40 degrees by Sunday. The bad news is Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but a pretty big system packing a lot of moisture wants to move in. And right now it looks like a wintry mix hitting Monday morning on our commute and our way to work, flipping to rain, rain on Tuesday, and then maybe heavy snow on Wednesday.
Okay, well, we'll keep our eyes on that. We'll worry about that when the time comes early next week.
Absolutely.
So much colder for the weekend, both Saturday and maybe Sunday, too?
Sunday's not too bad. We'll hit about 40 degrees.
Okay.
But, you know, rebound. Saturday, okay. A little crisp out there.
All right, Brittany. Very good. You got big plans for the weekend? You going to be traveling, doing anything special?
No plans just yet. We'll see where the wind takes me today.
She'll go wow, where the wind
you
blows.
Fit that okay. Right in there. That was fantastic.
Good deal. I like it. All right. Thank you very much, Brittany.
Guys. All right. Take care.
Have a
great
weekend.
Yeah. Yep. That's Brittany Merlot, our WMDX meteorologist.
I've got something
John,
to do. You know, yes. I'm Mr. Happy Guy here.
Yeah, you are happy-go-lucky. I'll say that.
I've got something very unsettling.
What? What's the matter?
You know, there is this mass deportation thing going on, and we haven't heard too much about it because everything else is happening. Into the entire country's government is collapsing. They're stopping everything willy-nilly. They're letting people go. It's out of the news, but it really shouldn't be. Mm. And I'm going to play this. This is very unsettling, and I think it's a great example of what we're looking at, the human toll of this mass deportation. Mm-hmm. What happens? These are ICE agents taking away the father of a child, and it's just, I don't know, it's just wrong.
Heartbreaking.
Let's listen to this.
Mama, por favor. Mama, no me dejes. Mamá.
Tranquila, ya no llores, ¿eh? Mamá va a regresar. Solo se fue el trabajo.
¿Me lo prometes? ¿Me lo prometes, papá?
Mi amor, no te puedo prometer eso. Pero lo que sí, que voy a estar contigo, ¿sí?
All right, I used my translator on my phone for the what that person was saying, that woman.
Yeah.
She was saying, Mom is coming back, just left work, so they must have, like, called Mom, and the kid is asking for Mom. And she's coming, and also said, I can't promise you that, but I will be with you. So,
man.
I mean, that's what happens.
Yeah.
When you take away these people, their families are there, and
families are being torn apart.
It's just so horrific.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, men in military uniforms hauling people away. Trump is trying to get this to be normalized, where we have these individuals dressed up like this, walking around in our society, taking people away. It just becomes normal after a certain amount of time, and you know, there's not much else you can say except if remember that audio. That is shocking stuff. That happens all the time.
Yeah, it's awful, absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
Checking some of the texts we have here. We've been getting a lot here. We haven't caught up to, but Mark in Prairie du Sac. Back to this, and I did see this too. He mentions, did I miss here, or did the English ambassador here have to remind Trump that he repeatedly called Zelensky a dictator, and Trump did not remember calling Zelensky a dictator? I did see that video, Trump asked the reporter, did I say that?
Yeah.
And he did not recall saying
doesn't
that.
Doesn't recall it, yeah. He's slipping away. He's slipping away on us.
Sam, did you see one of those you wanted to point out, or no?
Well, no, if he forgets it and then he, like, finds out that he said it before, he's going to be, like, impressed at what he came up with. And he's like, I should have used that if he thinks somebody else came up with it.
Mm. Here's another one from Matt. Society's collapsing, guys, so you might want to as well. You might as well join the ride. Enjoy the ride. I plan on lots of drugs and popcorn as I watch the country fall around me.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm glad I'm bringing everybody up here. I
cope. Okay. It is 7:28, just around the corner after the Midwest Farm Report. We will be chatting with Rocker. He is in the studio here getting ready for the Max Inc. preview of local music around Wisconsin. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the morning.
Can't wait.
What?
No.
Okay.
We're good.
You're going to have to
wait.
No,
we're good. We're going to have
right
to
here,
wait.
WMDX.
Gordy in the morning, as we were saying.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Well, we can already see around Wisconsin the weather is going to be a challenge this spring. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. That's why you being involved as a citizen scientist is so important to the National Weather Service as well as our Wisconsin State Climatology Office. Bridget Mason is an assistant state climatologist, and she says the information gathered by individuals across Wisconsin very much helps them when it comes to forecasting.
So Wisconsin's weather can vary a lot from place to place, and we understandably don't have official weather stations everywhere to capture those local differences. So by having volunteers measure precipitation, we get a much more detailed picture of precipitation patterns across the state, which helps us to track rain and snow and hail, which our office can then put these events into historical context.
Bridget Mason, she's our assistant state climatologist. Tomorrow's the official launch of Rain Gauge Rally 2025, an effort to get more citizens involved in the weather reporting process. If you're interested, go to WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org, WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org, and get involved.
You've heard about Lely Center Monroe and how Lely Robotics can improve your dairy operation. Now's your chance to see it firsthand. You're invited to view it all in full action at an open house at Burnell Martin's Dairy Farm Wednesday, March 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Fenimore. Discover how this operation started with three Lely Astronaut A5 robotic milking systems. And in 2024, increase production per cow per day while reducing the cost of labor. Register and enter for a free cow brush at Lely.com.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
And two of our Wisconsinites have been selected to be a part of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action Board of Directors. The newly elected directors include Terry Quam, a member of the Cattlemen's Beef Board and a beef producer from Lodi, and Corey Geiger, that serves as the lead dairy economist for CoBank. He's also a sixth-generation farmer in the dairy industry in northeast Wisconsin. Find out more about these two on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be windy with falling temperatures, and we may catch a sprinkle or two this afternoon. The wind west to northwest gusting to 40 or 45. Temperatures in the low 50s by midday, falling into the 30s by late afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny, not as windy, but colder. Our high tomorrow, 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to ChadsDesignBuild.com to learn more.
To Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with the giant,
giant windows that open, and they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love
Sugar River Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director and driving force behind the film Green and Gold, Anders Lindwall. Comedian James Connolly and Max Inc. co-host Terry Barr joins us for Bar Band Friday Night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
WMDX 92.7. It's happening here. It is truly happening. This is time once again for music.
It's the John and Gordy Show with Rocker in the studio. Good morning, Rocker.
What's happening, guys?
You are.
All right.
You are with the Max Inc. preview.
You know, we should be, Doug out in St. Francis says, you've been on the air for over a year, and try as you might, you have not become meme legends yet. How hard can it be? Maybe the guy who's in charge of that, our producer, Sam, should be doing that.
It takes 10 years to become an overnight success, John.
Okay. All right. Well, you would know. All right. Let's get to Rocker.
Okay.
I have no idea what I'm saying anymore. I've given up hope.
Good morning, Rocker.
Good morning, guys. Hey, let's talk about Max Inc. Radio.
Yes,
you know, we are local music, and you know, every Saturday night, 6 to midnight, we feature local music from around Wisconsin. We do interviews. We sometimes have live performances and great show. Of course, we repeat on Sundays, 6 to midnight as well. Max Inc. Radio, this week we have Rachel Bauer. She's from the Loxley Live Music Venue, and the Loxley Live Music Venue, it's one of the newest live music venues in town. It's in the Dry Bean location over on Verona Road.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. Sure. Yeah, the Dry Bean. Yeah.
The Bean.
It used to be the Capitol Hill Supper Club.
Yes.
Wow.
That
goes back before me.
And a long time ago.
And they had a performer there, Russ Laniello.
We love Russ Laniello.
And he used to sing. I mean, he was a great impressionist of Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra.
I was going to say, it has to be Rat Pack type stuff.
Yes, absolutely. And he had all these music tracks, and he would sing, and it was just great stuff. He made appearances on our WMAD radio show and did a little John and Gordy radio song for us.
Yeah, we might have to play that.
Anyway.
So it all happened at the dry bean.
The dry bean. Yeah.
All right. So we'll be talking to her about the Loxley Live Music Venue, and that'll be pretty neat to hear about. Laura Sawasco, she is actually from Washington Island in Door County, and she is now an expatriate living in Nashville, Tennessee. So she started a music career down there. She is going to be releasing her sixth album, What I Do, on April 18th. She blends Americana and country. You might have even seen her on an episode of Fear Factor. She had competed on Fear Factor, you know, trying to raise money for her recording. So she's pretty interesting. You know, her parents own a restaurant that she works at in the summers called the Albatross Drive-In in Washington Island. Right. There's only like population of 708 people up there, right?
Exactly.
But they were voted the best burger in Door County. So imagine, you got to go all the way top for that.
Wow.
I brought in a new song from her new album, and we're going to be interviewing her on Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night, Saturday. And let's listen to a little clip from one of her new songs. It's a pretty cool one. It's called College Days. This is from her new album, What I Do. This is Laura Sawasco.
College was the best days, went in straight and came out gay. After graduation, had to check into AA. 'Cause we drank like a fish, like a heavy metal band. And we'd pull in all-nighter to pass that exam. No, we didn't have a clue about what we were gonna do. And I gained my freshman 15 and plus 10 pounds. And nobody complained when this flat butt was round. And I lived off of fast food, carbs, and anything fried. But when I had the cash, well, it got suicide.
That's college life right there. That is really a nice tune.
Yeah.
Yes.
And great voice.
It's going to be interesting talking to her. You know, there are, I've noticed, quite a few Wisconsin musicians now who reside in Nashville. Nashville has, like, really become the place to kind of go Where it used to be, like, when I was a young guy, it was L.A. You got to move to L.A. to start your music career. Nashville now is the place, Nashville.
A lot of Milwaukeeans and a lot of Madisonians are down there now. Now, what did you say about best burger place on Washington Island?
Yeah, Albatross Drive-In. That's her her parents' restaurant up there.
Okay. Well, again, you know, there's not a lot of competition in Washington.
You know, there is quite a few restaurants when I was kind of searching around.
Are there really?
I was surprised at how many there were. I was like, well, I was there once. I don't remember that many.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, that's a great song. That really is a good song. Yeah.
Laura Sawasco.
Okay.
Robert J. Terry Barr catches up with Robert J. Tomorrow night, and we get the big announcement about the 10th anniversary celebration of Mama Cares.
Okay.
Of course, Mama Cares was inspired and kind of created by Robert J. after he had a heart attack. And he was, you know, in a similar position as me, as far as, you know, you get these big medical bills, and of course, musicians typically don't have the greatest insurance packages. And so they started Mama Cares, which is pretty cool because it helps musicians in their kind of time of crisis, if they have a crisis. And they've helped out quite a few people. The 10th anniversary celebration of Mama Cares, March 30th at the High Noon Saloon. Performances by Sam Ness, Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, the Jimmies. There's going to be live and silent auctions, raffles, and more. I did bring a song from Robert J. that we could listen to. This was from his 2020 release. This is called Fly Away, Robert J. All right.
You never know for sure, so don't let that get in your way. And it's okay to feel insecure. Believe in yourself and take a leap of faith. I love to watch you fly. Spread your wings and sail into the sky. I love to watch you fly away.
Real nice, you know, Robert J.'s voice has certainly mellowed.
Oh, yeah. You know, gosh, yeah. I used to go see him year after year after year at the Anchor Inn. He did the Monday night jam there for, you know, like 20 years, I think it was. Of course, he's been in Rowdy Prairie Dogs and the Moon Gypsies, and he's just really a fixture in town.
He was a meme before memes. Yeah. I mean, everybody joked that Robert J. was going to be this. He's going to do that. He's with them. He's over here. He was everywhere at that time, by the way. We did have a text here, and Chris from Waterloo said the Albatross is reason enough to go to Washington Island. First stop after getting off the ferry.
Oh, so yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, it's on the main road, right?
Yeah.
I just want to go back a second for the... For this 10th anniversary celebration of Mama Cares at the High Noon Saloon, March 30th. What a great lineup this is. Now, I've talked to Sam Ness. He's been around a long time.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's gone all over the world. Great, great songwriter. Really interesting guy.
Okay.
And terrific performer. And then Gin Chocolate Bottle Rockets and then the Jimmies. What a great lineup. March 30th, High Noon Saloon.
All star.
Yeah.
Great music.
Can't go wrong.
And the raffles, too. It's
Oh,
yeah. They'll put it on. It'll be pretty good.
Yep.
Okay.
Prairie Flowers. Let's talk about them. The Prairie Flowers are a trio of powerhouse women known for their beautiful harmonies and captivating performances, featuring Lindsay Evans from Sexy Esther, Dana Perry, the singer-songwriter here, just a force of her own, and Sharona from Charm School Rejects. They've gotten together to create this band, a little three-piece. And they'll be playing the Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona coming up March 9th. That's Sunday at 1 p.m. And then March 15th at Bodehow Brewing in Oregon, Wisconsin. Mm. And I brought in their latest song. It's called Ribbons in Pink. This is the Prairie Flowers.
I'll never forget the day that I found you. I was nervous but confident. You were nothing to fear. But then my whole world was shaken. Now you had taken my armor away.
Feeling crushed, feeling broken, and then cut wide open, LA wrong exposed. Fill my veins with poison to kill you. Burn my skin where you touch me, you won't take me down. You won't take me down. I never asked to wear pink, I never asked to wear ribbons, but that's what I was given, and I wear them with pride.
Yeah, those are real nice harmonies. It reminds me a lot of the McGarrigle sisters. Mm. Yeah.
The Prairie Flowers.
Way back when.
Yeah. Not, Prairie Flowers.
Not, what you Great have sound. Your the Badajoz Brewing Company?
Shit, yep.
Something like that. Right. I didn't know they had a brewing company down there in Oregon.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
But I go through live music. That's know, that's why you have live music at your establishment,
absolutely.
Right? Because yeah. you're gonna bring in kind of new people. I mean, if you sold enough beer, yeah. you wouldn't need a band, right?
Exactly.
That's,
my God.
That's quite profound. I gotta write that down. Right? It's a pearl of wisdom. I never knew that. Okay.
Yeah, that's the whole, that's wow. the bottom line, man.
That is.
Okay.
You hear the truth on this program.
What else you got for us,
Walker? The Claudettes, they're coming in from Chicago. They're going to be Saturday, March 1st, 8 p.m. That's tomorrow night at the North Street Cabaret over there on North Street in Eakin Park neighborhood. Their new spin on American roots music, blues and R&B are laced with punk spirit and film noir moods to create the band's singular garage cabaret sound. So it features the renowned songwriter and pianist Johnny Iguana and Rachel Williams on vocals, and she dominates the stage like a glam rock rebirth of Annie Lennox.
Johnny wow. Iguana. Okay.
That's all a right. mouthful, huh?
Well, I entered a garage cabaret. You had me at that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's take a listen. All this right. is Touch You Back. This is the Claudettes.
Said I wanted revolution. I was asking you to spin around. When I said we should get moving, I didn't mean get out of town. You know what? No more flowery words. You tend to get sidetracked. I don't know what you think you heard. Touch your back. Now touch your back. I'm ready for another rising. And I don't mean I want to fight.
All right. All right.
What a great sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent stuff there.
Isn't that a good song? Yeah, mm-hmm. Kind of almost has like a 70s Carole King feel to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Claudettes.
Yeah. The Claudettes, really great band.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to Mama Dig Down's Brass Band. For three decades, Mama Dig Down's Brass Band has traveled the world spreading the gospel of New Orleans music. Mama Dig Down's respectively embraces the craft and tradition of New Orleans brass band music and infectious vibe they bring to the stage. They've earned a huge reputation. They've been around for more than 30 years at this point. They're going to be playing Fat Tuesday, Tuesday, March 4th, with Rare Element at High Noon Saloon. Let's listen to a quick.
Yes.
This one is called The Way You Make Me Feel. I'm sure you'll recognize it. This is Mama Dig Down's Brass Band.
Dig Down's Brass Band. Back with more with Rocker with Max Inc. Preview on WMDX in just a moment.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
The John and Gordy Show.
Hey, did you know that the Best of Madison nominations are now open, John, for Best Radio Team?
That's right. I've been writing our name in there.
Have you?
Yes.
How do you do that?
You can do one write-in a day.
Okay. You know, I think we have more information on our website, WMDXradio.com. It says Best of Madison and how you can nominate us. People out there can nominate us.
Yeah, all you have to do is put in John and Gordy.
That's it.
Over
easy as that.
And over and over again.
Well, you can do it once a day.
Once a day, right?
Yeah, once a day with your email. It's easy. Best of Madison. Remember, John and Gordy Show in the radio team category, okay?
Yes. If you guys don't vote for John and Gordy, I'm going to cry. And you don't want to hear me cry.
No.
We hear you cry just about every day. Yeah. What's the problem? Oh, no.
Here we go.
Get him a tissue, will you?
Get to WMDXradio.com to nominate us for Best of Madison.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Not here about John Peterson on 92 FM, babe. He works with a guy named Gordy Yarn. They spin them the way you want to hear them. Could it be that 92 FM was made for you and me? Now every morning they get you rolling, playing songs help you make it through your day. Oh, this station is right on, babe. Now that 92 FM keeps rocking this way. Ah, with Johnny Peterson,
Johnny,
you can't lose. Look out for Gordy Yarn.
Yeah, look out.
You can't go wrong. Keep that dial right on 92, babe, with the greatest sounds that keep rocking this town.
Big finish.
Wow. Hit it.
Look out for 92 FM, baby.
Wow. I do love it, huh? Isn't that fantastic?
That was awesome.
He knows how to do it.
That's the song that made you guys famous.
Yeah. I think so, yes.
In our own minds, yes. Yeah, Russ Laniello. Yeah. Amazing singer. Yeah.
Really.
We got to track him down.
I did track him down. I gave him an email, and I don't know if he ever got back, because I just get thousands of emails at one particular email account that I have. So who knows? But okay. I'll try to contact him again.
All right. Well, let's get back to the Maxing preview with Rocker
here.
All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about the Rocker Jamboree again. I've been talking about it a lot.
Yes.
Sunday, May 4th at the Burr Oak on Winnebago on the east side. Famous bands that are reuniting for this show: Last Crack, Subatomic, Mind Ox, Electromag, and Magic 7. And, you know, it benefits Mama Cares, and it also benefits yours truly, Rocker, here for my medical expenses that happened from my incident. And so I thought I'd bring a song. It's from 1996, from Magic 7, recorded by John Mocknick at Sleepless Night Studio. This is one of their B-side songs that I think is amazing. One of my favorite ones. This is called Natural Progression. This is Magic 7.
Sadness is hanging on me today like a heavy damp rag. My friends
Boy, some of this good music way back, even in 1996.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a really, really awesome album. And, you know, basically Magic 7 was Last Crack 2.0 because it was all the guys from Last Crack on that album with Jeff Grieshammer on drums. So just the drummer was different.
Yeah.
Changed the name. And a little kind of fun fact about that, I met my wife at a Magic 7 show.
Oh.
No kidding.
Well, there you go. No wonder it's so special. Come on.
Well, you know, and later on, I went to manage Last Crack for 10 years.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Put out an album with them and toured Europe a couple times. So,
it's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else here, Rocker,
sure,
before
you know,
we wrap up?
I'm going to tell you. So. I'm going to tell you about the Atwood Music Hall. They just announced the grand opening for the Atwood Music Hall. That's on Winnebago, and the grand opening is in June.
Oh.
And you won't believe what's coming there. The Mamas, the Madison Area Music Awards is going to be held there this year. Ben Sidran is coming. Tony Brown with Natty Nation.
Really? Wow.
There's going to be a Spooner reunion there.
No kidding.
Yeah, yes. Yeah,
Spooner.
Wow.
Coming in June. So, yeah, there's...
I am flashing back right now.
I mean, the lineup that they have, it's out there kind of on Facebook. Look them up.
These are all separate performance nights. Not all.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
I'm just kind of running through them. It's not going to be till June, so you have plenty of time to kind of see that. But they got a Bernard Allison tribute happening.
Is it a gorgeous building out there on Winnebago?
Yeah, you know, they redid it.
Really big,
they redid the inside. It's, you know, old brick building.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. All right, Rocker. Well, Max Inc. preview this weekend, tomorrow night, 6 to midnight, and then replays on Sunday, right?
That's right.
Right on, man.
Thank you.
Good to see you again. I want to mention this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by David J. Frank, celebrating their 65th anniversary, your one-stop landscaping resource here in Wisconsin. And they take care of it all. Lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning, commercial and residential. They have three locations. Check them out in Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha. Check out their website, too, davidjfrank.com. Once again, Rocker, thank you. What?
John?
Yeah.
Instead of David J. Frank, you just got to spray paint your plants.
That's a good idea.
That's
sure.
a great idea. You
really?
Said you wanted to add some color.
Looks like I'm going to have to call...
what?
Call David J. Frank.
Yeah, yeah.
I take my advice.
I think the paint is not going to work this time.
You need some professional advice. Don't go by what Sam says.
No, Sam? I think maybe he has a really good point.
Right. No. Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up. This Friday and for this week and for the month of February, right? Okay.
That's right. Last day.
Coming up on Monday, we will welcome into the John and Gordy Morning Show, Savannah Tomei Olson will be bringing us some news
on a regular basis.
Beginning Monday.
Yeah.
Rocker, great to see you again, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend. Sam, you have a good weekend as well. John, I don't really care what you do
on
weekends.
Yeah, I know.
it's up to you. We don't really want to know.
No, okay. You don't.
He's going to a party.
Is he? He's the party man.
Yep.
All right. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday.
All right. Take care, guys.
So long, everybody.
It's the John Gordy Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a TGIF edition of the show. Our old friend Peter Ray Fine of EPOM's World is in with a wacky week in review, and Mr. Zommers rolls on a board game of the week. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at CivicMedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's touted progress in shrinking the federal workforce, but a federal judge in California ruled that the Office of Personnel Management does not have authority to order the firings of probationary employees. But ABC's Rachel Scott says the ruling is not so clear-cut.
The unions that were suing the Trump administration celebrating this move, saying that it is a legal full stop. But the judge here not really providing so much clarity on what this means for workers that have already been let go. Will they be rehired? And again, only suggesting that these firings should stop, not ordering it.
Today, President Trump meets with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The two expected to sign a deal that grants the U.S. access to Ukrainian resources. The investigation in New Mexico continuing into the deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife. A warrant said Hackman was found on the floor, his wife in a bathroom with a space heater near her head. And Pope Francis on day 15 in a Rome hospital, but no longer critical. This is ABC News.